I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama, and we want to invite you to come be with us when we gather for worship tomorrow morning. Here's a brief preview of tomorrow's sermon. Well, we've been looking at the work of the Trinity and our salvation. Last Sunday we saw the work of God the Father, and tomorrow we'll focus on the second person of the Trinity, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to see that God the Father not only wanted to redeem a people for himself, those whom he loved and chose before the foundation of the world, as we saw last Sunday, but he also wanted his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be the central person in their redemption. And so there's a great section of verses in Colossians 1. Just listen to these verses. And these verses speak about how the Father wanted to give his Son the place of preeminence in salvation, so that he would receive the glory and that the kingdom would be his. And so here's what it says. It says, we're to give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For it pleased the Father that in him, that is in Jesus Christ, all the fullness should dwell. And by him, again referring to Jesus, by him to reconcile all things to himself. And by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Great, great verses there in Colossians. Now the question comes up, why did Jesus have to die such a horrible death on the cross in order for us to be reconciled to God? Why couldn't God just forgive us? When you understand the answer to that question and embrace it as biblical truth, you've come a long way toward having a solid understanding of biblical salvation. And so tomorrow we'll ask and hopefully give a strong biblical answer to the question, why did Jesus have to die? And I hope you'll be there to worship and open God's Word with us. If you're considering where to go to church and trying to decide where you'll go tomorrow, let me invite you to come be with us at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay. You'll find a warm, welcoming people. You won't be put on the spot in any way. You can just relax and be yourself, and you'll find you're among friendly people who love the Lord, love His Word, love one another, and you'll see that they love you too. So why don't you plan to come be with us tomorrow morning? Well, that's all for today. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you'll listen every week as we preview the message that we'll preach that week. And remember to pray for our time together tomorrow. And why don't you do this? Invite someone to come be with you or meet you there in the morning. You could send them a link to this podcast and attach a note with your personal invitation. And it would be a great way to invite someone to church. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your Saturday, and I hope to see you in the morning.
Brethren, we have met you, worship at the door.